Yo, 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 this is DJ TJ on Be Loud Radio, and I am currently recording live from the Danny Barker Festival, and today, you know, we're just talking about joy on the Be Loud Radio. So I'm just gonna share with you how I've seen joy in this festival. Alright, despite it being a cloudy day at home, I can see people having joy from every single corner. Whether it's singing, we have a band playing some jazz music, huge crowd listening, selling anything really. We got people selling food, skincare, all of that. I think everyone here has found a way just to spread the love and show some joy. Children are playing in the fields. Even the onlookers can't help but just see the vibrance and the joy here. All right. Big thanks to the Danny Barker Festival for bringing joy into the French Quarter and the city of New Orleans, especially on a cloudy day like this. Thank you for listening. That's going to make me have some joy. And how do you bring other people joy? This has been DJ TJ signing out.
What's up and welcome back to Be Loud Radio. This is DJ TC. I'm currently recording live at the Danny Barker Festival. Today I'm going to be sharing a poem that I wrote with you about my joy in New Orleans. Turn up your dial and listen as I share some joy with you. In the home of the Creole and the festive people, we have amazing scenery and plenty greenery in our big home called New Orleans. We dance with the rhythm and see the expressions on their face. Oh, the joy this brings as we say our grace. The music is loud, the joy is bold, and our home called New Orleans, a story is told. Oh, the smells of the food and the smiles at the stands. Every year we see this again. So come on down to the home of the Creole with our jazzy music and our festive people, our Cajun food and our magnolia trees. New Orleans, Louisiana is the place to be. Thank you for listening to my poem about joy and celebration in New Orleans. This is DJ TC on Be Loud Radio signing off.
Hey, this is DJ Frank Pan.
And this is Dear Engineer, DJ Art.
Hello, this is DJ Dice.
Hey, this is DJ C.
And I'm DJ IDK, and I'm also here with
DJ Bricky D.
What's up, this is DJ Splash.
What's up, y'all, this is DJ Memer.
So, how does this festival bring the feeling of people? Like, how do you feel about this festival?
As the educational specialist for the New Orleans Jazz Museum, this festival is not only entertainment, but it is educational as well. We learn through music, we learn through dance and expression. So we are learning how to be comfortable with people who may not look like us, may not speak the same language, but they speak music, and music is universal.
This place is so great to me. I even work here. I work here, and I'm the, as you can see, I'm the greensman. And all the gardens you see around here, this is our butterfly garden. I have planted over there. You can see that we have a vegetable garden. I have a shade garden over there. And on the other side there, we also have a bog garden.
A bog garden?
Yeah, in like a swamp.
Oh, it's a giant swamp. You can't.
Basically, it's like a swamp. It's basically like in this big, big bowl.
Yeah.
Like a 500-gallon bowl.
Oh, my God.
Well, to be honest, this is my first time at this fest, and I did volunteer because Danny Barker is such an important figure in this city. But it's everything. The whole museum is beautiful. They have a lot of exhibits that are wonderful in there now, including a photography exhibit. The music is always fantastic, and there's nothing not to enjoy about this fest.
What's your favorite thing about New Orleans culture?
Man, I love New Orleans. It's a great place to be. Everybody's happy and just having a good time.
One of my favorite things about the culture is the food. It's probably the only place that you can tell a lot of love and a lot of great energy is put into the food. The cuisine is what makes me happy.
the community, the friendliness of everybody. We're like, everybody's family to us. That's the best thing.
I agree, definitely.
I think the warmth of the people, how people say hi to each other and how they're more open to just talk to strangers on the street, and I think there's just something about that that I haven't seen in other places.
I agree. I love the friendliness of New Orleans.
New Orleans is a unique city. We are different from any other city in the United States. We are more of a Caribbean city than a city of the United States. Because we are a port city, we have people from all around the world. So we have a combination of cultures and ethnicities. So we are different and we're more accepting of people. And I think that's because we have a lot of creativity in this city and everyone can be himself or herself.
I totally agree, because all of the people that are new to New Orleans and traveled here said that it's a really wonderful city and that they really enjoyed it. And I can see how their city and our city has their differences and also some similarities.
I would like to add one more thing, and that is in New Orleans, we do not take away from culture. We add to our indigenous or our native New Orleanian culture, we add whoever comes in, whoever visits, whoever stays, we add them to us so that they become one of us. We don't try to change it, to make it different, or to make it boring. I love New Orleans.
So what are some of your favorite dishes here to eat?
All of them. Gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya.
Yeah.
I love
oysters.
Yeah, love raw oysters.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Creole dish?
Ooh, gumbo.
Red beans and rice.
Barbecue shrimp, I would say.
Po' boys. The shrimp, the oyster po' boys. The shrimp, the oyster po' boys.
Favorite dish. All right, so she's going to go with red beans. I'm going to have to go with gumbo. I love a good red bean, though, but if this gumbo is just as good, I'm going to take that any day.
So, last question I have for you. What's your favorite New Orleans dish?
Favorite New Orleans dish had to be gumbo.
I'm going to say fried chicken. It's just fantastic, so I can't get anything like it. I'm from up north originally, and fried chicken is just different up there, so.
So, what brings you joy in New Orleans?
Just walking around and, like, embracing what New Orleans really is, like, looking at its architecture and, like, looking at the street, like, there's brick instead of, like, just regular cement. Like, I've really never seen that in my life, and I think that's a good way to celebrate in New Orleans, just, like, admiring the beauty that New Orleans has to offer.
So what about New Orleans brings you most joy?
The entertainment. It's a beautiful city. The culture is great. The food, too. The second line is the music. Just getting out, meeting people. And in New Orleans, you never meet a stranger. And if you talk to the person long enough, you're going to know somebody. Y'all going to know somebody in common.
I've been in a few places around the world, and this is the one place where everybody feels like family. It's always so nice, it's so kind, and there's always something going on. So my experience has been a beautiful one since I've been living here.
I'm just visiting from New York City.
Oh, really? So what's your favorite thing here so far that you've enjoyed?
The food! It's really, the food is the best. And the people are so nice. Terrific. And like y'all too. I mean, how New Orleans people come up and they're lovely. They're warm. The people.
Okay.
cocktail and the food.
Yeah.
And just walking around and seeing how beautiful the architecture is, because the very few places that you can go in the United States where people are living in history, you know, and it gives a different feeling. It gives a great feeling to the city.
Music brings me joy, dancing brings me joy, good food brings me joy, and, you know, peace and love between all humans brings me joy.
Well, what gives me joy in New Orleans is just waking up, being able to come to probably the most easygoing place in the country. Born and raised here, I love the people, I love the food. I feel at home every time I'm at home.
The music, the people, the spirit here, the river. I mean, just like I say, you know, I moved from New York City about 15 years ago, and I was feeling quite lost. When I got here, this city just brought me back to life. So I love the life in this city. I love the people, I love the spirit. I love the way they can get up from any problem and face it with music and laughter.